Don't take 2 minutes. And eat those first. I don't feel we've done a lot this half term, have we?
Half term?
We don't seem to have done much this half term.
Much?
I suppose you've been to Penn. On the next tape.
Oh wait.
Jenny didn't come out very well.
Didn't she?
No. Couldn't really hear very well.
Will I listen?
No, not now. I'm going to put it away.
How to best with Jenny?
Well, it's not so easy when they're further away, is it? That'll have a nice sound of you eating crisps. Amy, behave. Yeah, exactly.
Have a nice cough.
Well, if Daddy goes back up to work tomorrow, I think we might go out tomorrow. You've got tap, haven't you?
We've got chimneys.
I think. a bit surprised, didn't she?
Yeah.
You'd rather do Chimneys or something tomorrow than London Zoo?
Pardon?
You'd rather go to Chimneys tomorrow than to London Zoo?
I would.
I'm just asking. Would you?
Probably. Yeah. Yes, I don't really have to go to London Zoo.
Don't you like London Zoo particularly?
I do. Claire doesn't really like going around all the creatures, do you?
What?
So do you like to go? Then I'm going to do more Chimneys.
I don't really mind. I'd quite like to go to Chimneys actually, it's not too far away. No, it's easier. It's easier if you've got tap.
Okay.
It's easier if you've got tap tomorrow.
Why?
Well, because tap doesn't finish till 12:30.
Well, my lute's got one of these.
I don't know how they decided who got one.
Decide what? Could be just our way.
I don't know how they decided who's got one.
Do you think it's worth £25?
Quite nice spending it.
Too many people doing it, and that's lots of boots and I'm having all these free.
I don't think Martha's offences are getting free.
What? £25.
Did you like Amy's suit? Not that much.
I like it, but not overkill. Doesn't really mean what can you wear underneath it?
I think you're supposed to wear a t-shirt.
It's a bit cold. I'm just reading that pizza. Good.
Who did Eve have on her plate? Amy. Who did Eve have on her plate?
Plate. Mrs. Tiggy Winkle.
Mrs. Tiggy Winkle, did you?
I was telling her what it said.
You haven't done any reading. You haven't done any reading, have you? I've got to read a chapter before we go out this afternoon.
She's got a music book that says, "Don't, they're tired, they're tired." And then he said, the pig said, "I'm not." And then the people were saying, "I'm warm." And then he says, "I'm hungry." And then they say, "They're hungry." And he says, "I'm not." And he's sleepy. I don't know. I have a story. She read that to me. Quite amazing. I read it again to her. It is quite a good read, really.
Well, I think Jenny's...
We never talking. Have heard singing before because I haven't had Lawn in a book before, have I?
You haven't had what?
Lawn.
The word, that, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh. No, that's not.
Okay. Eve had that in her book.
You could read it, could you?
But Eve had just, she said no, so I knew what it said. And she read it first to me. I've been to quite a lot.
You're doing quite well.
Imagine on this if you like, change long words like using very long words then. I shall excavate this house.
I hope not.
No, I know that. No, so if you use a lot of long words.
That's probably what they want to know, which words you do use.
Common ones.
In conversation.
Are you going to take it to Chimney's with you tomorrow?
Oh, so. Suppose you better take it wherever we go.
Yeah, you just said that about it. I've been here tomorrow, but I haven't felt here water.
I can hear what you're saying now.
Yes, I can start to hear everyone.
I don't think it picks up.
Hello? Vips?
No, stop it. It's not happening. Well, just behave. Well, she shouldn't have done. Doesn't make it any better if you mess about. It picked up what I said, but it didn't pick up very well what Jenny said.
Yeah, it picked up what I said.
Okay, no, I didn't listen
a
to it.
Bit better.
It takes you 45 minutes to listen to it all back again.
Jenny quite happy for having to go to Brisbane.
Well, I don't think she's much choice, has she?
She hasn't got actually the choice for what?
Where Amy's going, well, I suppose, you know. If you've got to go there, then you think of the positive aspects. When's their, have they had their open day, or are they having another? I should think they'll have another one near the end of term.
Yeah. Leo only invited up people. She only had like people to her house.
Well, she only had a small park, didn't she?
Yeah, she's only got a small house. It's tiny.
Nintendo.
Oh, Nintendo.
Very
careful. What's
Nintendo? It's a Super Mario watch,
I think. Nintendo is a pocket computer.
Oh, is it?
Oh.
No,
bigger than those ones
that Slim Jim has got.
Yeah.
Oh.
It
costs
£70.
Lucy's had a...
What's that
say? Sony, that's who makes it.
Well, Eve, ho-ho, she's got one like that, that. Red.
Not the kind of one I would have chosen. I think I would have chosen black.
Would you?
Or otherwise white, if there was. I would have chosen white. I would have chosen red.
Don't you like red?
Not much. I like yellow, that's my second favourite colour. Nice bright colour. My favourite's that. That's a lovely pink, isn't it? That's very nice. I like that pink.
Peach as well, that's nice. Everyone's got a favourite colour. I wonder what Daddy's is.
Don't know really.
Might be black. Or skin.
Yes, not with your mouth full, Tish. That's your third.
No.
So you'd like a film for your camera? I think Mr. Statton will put it in for you, won't he?
Yeah. There's a competition in the best photograph.
Oh, well, you better take your camera then. Okay, Amy, you can have that other little one if you like. Would you like that for your holiday?
Yes, please. I'd like it now for my belly up.
Pardon?
You may have that one.
Pardon?
You can have that one.
Are we having a boat trip around the needles? Might take one of the needles.
We'll take a few photographs and don't forget, you're usually hopeless.
I put it in my backpack.
And take a photograph of everybody as you set off or...
Yeah.
Mr. Statton always takes a group one, so... You say, just a minute, I'd like one too, please.
Oh, get pictures of missing birds that fall in the sea or something.
Just a bird, what?
And then Mr. Statham asleep on the boat or something.
You'd be lucky to find one of Mr. Statham asleep. He's going to go to sleep while he's in charge of 30 of you.
Then give it to him and say, here you are, just all ready.
Is he in charge?
He's in charge, yes. He's headmaster.
What happens if someone's ill? There's bound to be a couple of people.
I don't know. I mean, if you're really ill, I suppose they'd send you home.
On your way?
No, one of the staff would have to come with you. I expect one of the couple.
Yeah.
I can't remember the doctors on the Isle of Wight.
Robert, you won't be really ill.
I think the one who's most vulnerable is Claire Montgomery, if she's just had her operation.
I'm surprised she's still going on it. Not soon after. But if she gets a cough, if by any chance catches it off me, she's going to have a really sore throat, typically.
I don't think she wants to go. I don't think anybody wants to be left behind.
Got all 10 miles left.
No, I think you've had enough.
I had only a few. No, I didn't have many, did I?
I don't know really.
I'm quite looking forward to it in a way that, you know, you get your pocket money each day and you can buy things, but I'm not.
I think if Mr. Patterson says you'll be so tough. Would you like to go and get your reading book and get a hanky? You know it needs a good
book. You get prizes afterwards, one for the best kept room and then another one for
the best kept hanky.
Where have you come?
So, we've got about five for the best
You might get one from Happy's.
Happy's, me?
If I wake up with you, mate, that's...
Oh. Is the box not in there, or is the box empty?
Box empty.
Is it? I'll go and get another box. I'd better get some from Boots then, I think.
Yeah.
Let's explore.
Well, you read a bit to Claire while I go and get the...
Next morning, the sun shone. Was so happy that he wanted to jump over. Come along, Lindsay, he shouted. Let's explore. I'll race you to the stone wall. To the stone wall. They ran as fast as they could. Bill
won one.
But Lindsay did not mind. Your legs are longer, she said. So you ought to win. Let's explore over the wall, said Bill. At first, Lindsay did not want to go over. There may be wild animals on the other side, she said.
Come on then, here's a hanky.
I'm not afraid, said Bill Boyd. I'm not afraid of anything.
Good big blow.
Throw another cup.
Might be.
Girls are not afraid either, said Lindsay. Proudly, as she climbed out after them, when they reached the top of the wall, they made the best discovery of all. There was a pond. It was so big that it was almost a lake. Trees and bushes grew right down to the very edge of it.
Pardon?
You could stand on the bank and throw little stones into the water to make rings and splashes.
You recorded it to Jenny's.
Well, I've done that one.
Have you?
Mummy?
Yes, good girl.
What? They made their best discovery. What's their best discovery?
A pond, I think. There was a pond.
So what should I do now?
Discovery. They made the best discovery of all.
Where? I'll just leave it at that. I'm trying to hear. If you can't... If you can do it yourself, do it. But I'm trying to hear Amy read.
It looks deep, said Lindsay. How deep do you think it is? It's deep.
It's deep enough.
Enough to swim away.
It's deep enough to swim in.
Answered Bill, and deep enough for a boat. If we had a boat, we could row across to the island of a picture.
What do you think? Row across the island for a... What might they have?
Picnic.
Picnic.
I didn't see where it was. Picnic.
Yes.
Said Lindsay. The island was a small one in the... This is quite a hard one. Middle of the pond. I couldn't find the right line. That's why I don't know that. It had four trees on it and looked as if it had been made for picnics.
Mm-hmm.
The children looked all along the bank to see if they could find a boat. Suddenly, they heard a quiet noise. Lindsay jumped with fright.
Right.
What was that, Bill? She whispered. Bill did not answer. For a moment, he was frightened himself.
Though
he did not want Lindsay to know that they
listened
until they heard a noise again. Then Bill laughed. Oh, Lindsay, you were afraid, he said. Girls are always afraid
of nothing.
Girls
are always afraid of nothing.
Nothing. It was only frogs. They must be at the end of the pond. Let us go and see them, said Lindsay. There may be some tadpoles too. The children went to on tiptoe, but the frog stopped singing.
Can I go and play a tennis trainer?
Yes, if you like.
Where is she going to play?
Could you open my greenhouse and put it on the...
Where is she going to play tennis? Can she go and play it on her own? Oh yes, that bang thing. The water was warm and suddenly...
And shallow.
Shallow. There. Water lily. Leaves. Spread. Themselves like green plants on the water.
Green plates.
Pardon?
Plates.
Green plates. There's plants on the water.
No, plates. Very large.
Slight plants. On the water and bog.
Good girl. Bog.
Plants. Does that say plants?
Yes.
Grow along.
All along.
I thought that was that word. And on the edge. Croak! 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 One frog began to croak. All by himself. Others
joined in
from all over the pond until they made a long chorus. Quack, 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 they sang. A frog climbed onto a lily leaf quickly.
Quite
close to Lindsay and Bill. His eyes stuck out from his head like little quab knobs.
That's different. Knobs. It's knobs. A silent K.
How I thought he was saying knobs.
Yes, it's a bit difficult that one. It's a silent K. You don't like knees. Knobs.
Quab knobs, I said. Knobs.
Out from his head like little knobs.
He could look at the children,
although they were
nearly behind him.
Watch him,
Lindy said. Bill. And see if you can see his
tongue
shoot out
our
Our teacher told us that frogs shoot
tongues
are
sticky
at the end. That is why they can catch flies so easily with them. How would you like to catch your dinner by putting out your tongue? I wouldn't like it at all, answered.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't she?
No, would you like to catch your dinner by putting your tongue out to catch it? No.
Why?
I wouldn't like it at all, answered
Lindsay. But it must be nearly dinner time now. I do feel hungry. We better go home then, said Bill. But we shall come back here again. We may be able to find a boat next time.
There.
The apple orchard.
Your reading's getting a lot better, I think. You're doing very well.
They are long chapters. I was thinking that was quite
it's a
enough.
Long book. 128 pages.
What's that one? Well, of course, Miss MacDonald wouldn't mind you to keep a book for quite a long time.
No, that's all right. Right, let me get cleared up and then we're going to Bromley. You're going out with Claire. Well, come on then. Oh, let's have a look at Claire's.
What's that?
Yes. Let's just have a look at your camera. What do you need your money for? Nothing. You haven't made your bed. Neither have you thrown either of your old hanky boxes away.
Irene keeps getting right into the bin.
Well, throw them in the bin outside. You've got a 200.
Why can you put it on different things?
Well, you can have different films. I thought it might be easier to get you what you've got in already. You've still got tea around your mouth. And have you cleaned your teeth? Because they weren't very clean. You could take Tom's Midnight Garden with you, couldn't you? Oh, you're not going in your earrings. Well, you won't wear them, you'll take them off. I don't think they're very suitable. They're for playing. They're for playing in, not really suitable for... Come on, throw your dirty tissue, empty tissue boxes away. Right, put your coat on then, Amy. Let's see if we're locked up. No. What? Yes, I think so. Do you want to wear that? I'm not sure. Is it in your bedroom? Is it hanging up in your bedroom?
Oh,
Nice little purse. Don't break the coat hanger.
£2
a day, and
I
got
the
car
for
the stories. You could save it.
What did you put in your pocket?
Oh, goodness knows.
Well,
does it fit you?
The arms are quite big. That doesn't matter.
I'm not sure it's wildly clean.
Pardon?
I don't know that it's terribly clean.
The
Isle of Wight.
Pardon?
You've got the
badge
on the wall.
Where?
Isle of Wight. Oh, it fits you all right.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
That'd be well.
Hmm. Oh no, we shouldn't do it right up at the top.
Why?
Where?
American?
Oh, my badge, isn't it? Yes, I don't know. Go on. We seem to have a lot of dirty tissues and stuff.
Mine?
Oops, they are. Oh, I've just thrown a whole load of screwed up ones out. Go and get a few more. Remind me, we must get some hankies. Are you putting a coat on, Claire, or are you going like that? Let's hope we can find a parking space. Right. Is that everything?
Yep.
So you want a film, you want a backpack. And you want a... It's got to carry your lunch, hasn't it? And a book. And a.
Doesn't it?
If I put my camera in the front pocket,
then
I can. Yes, it looks real nice. You've got France on as well. France. And you've got all your American ones. No, France here. Pardon?
I
showed
that one off by yourself.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, look.
Oh, yes, looks like it.
Yeah,
it's easy to find us. Oh. Yeah. Right. Oh, I don't think it'll fall off. Right, is that everything? And you want a book, do you, for your notes?
Yeah.
What, one of those ring books?
Yeah.
That'd be the best.
Yeah.
Get one of those in Smith's, won't we? Be sorry to come back.
Going to
one of the adventure parks, I don't know which one.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I think it's. Picture of her going across, wasn't it?
And
they were waggling it, I think. Did anybody fall in? Wouldn't surprise me.
Okay.
I don't think you go to the venture park in your school uniform.
No, I know.
Yeah. There's jeans and a jumper, or trousers and a jumper. I mean, it says thick trousers and a warm cardigan or jumper. I should think you want to take some shorts in case it's warm, do you? Do you want to take your white trousers? Your new white ones? Are you going to wear those at the disco? Rather than your black ones? Thought you could probably take both. I don't think he's been very generous with the out of school wear. If you can change when you get back, I think you better take your Scots Park jumper and your red cardigan in case you manage to spill all your dinner down your Scots Park jumper or something, because you haven't got two. Well, you've got that one that Daddy put on in the wash and it washed too hot. I think we might have a job parking. Their daddy will be off work because he teaches as well. Yes, it's the nicest day we've had. We don't really seem to be doing anything very startling. Been quite nice at London Zoo. Yeah. Anyway, I didn't really feel like sort of, well, you don't know how you were going to be either, do you? I don't want you being ill again tomorrow. Little one. Now the problem is going to be finding anywhere to park. He's just got one. Long way out though. Right, keep you. It looks as though we've either just missed one, unless. Oh no, they're just coming, aren't they? One there then. Oh, just missed one. Oh no, is he going? He's going in. It is. No. Oh, there's one. Can't see one any better, can you? Not the easiest place to get into, but still. Yes, we've got far to walk, haven't you? This is where it's a good job we've only got a mini. I'll get Daddy's in here. No, a bit bigger. Just a bit. If he'd moved up a bit, we would have had a bit more room. But they haven't exactly given you a large space here. They haven't given you a very large space. Probably why it's left.